bring out our next pair of debaters? Let's get them out here. This comedian was the Coca Campus Comedian of the Year and a splash dash hit at the last Just for Laughs Festival. It's Dave Hempstead. And this funny man, I think you may know, has just completed his Stratford Festival run as Pseudolus, and a funny thing happened on the way to the forum. He's an author, a comedian, and a radio host. It's Sean Cullen, everybody! There he is. Guys, your topic, wow, pie versus cake. Which is superior? Today, we will settle it once and for all, with one of you getting your just desserts while the other goes away half-baked. Whereas pie is a simple confection whose very aroma can delight, be it resolved that when it comes to desserts, pie is superior to cake. Dave Hempstead, you're arguing for this, please. You have 2 minutes beginning now.
Thank you, Steve. This isn't really a debate. It's a celebration of pie. Now, picture, if you will, a pie and a cake on a counter before dinner. Now imagine that you catch someone poking at him, you know, maybe pinching a little, okay? Someone licks a little icing off the cake. I'd say, hey, come on. Someone tries to steal a little pie, I would break their fingers. And then they would be dead to me. Okay, a pie crust is a sacred family heirloom, like a father's watch. It's a veritable rite of passage and has long been the symbol of a happy home. It's almost impossible to fight with someone who's making a pie. Hey, did you throw my good... Holy smokes, is that a pie? I love you. That pie should be included in the same sentence as cake is really an insult to pie. No, I mean, try switching them. Chicken pot cake. Steak and kidney cake. It's disgusting. Okay, but chocolate pie, vanilla pie, you had me at pie. See, that's right, because there's nothing that pie can't be. Let me show you the stats on my cake chart here. Oh. Oh, that's right. There are no cake charts, Sean. You know why? Because no one cares what's inside a cake. Cake is dead inside, unless a woman is jumping out of one. My point is that there is no debate between pie and whatever else people think qualifies for dessert.
David Hempstead, everybody. Wow. A topic that I had no idea would arouse such reaction. Now, arguing that cake tops pie, here is the man who ironically often wears a pork pie hat, but it's cake lover, Sean Cullen.
Yes, I'm Sean Cullen.
Pie! What's it trying to hide? What's lurking inside pie? We don't know until we eat it, and then it's too late. Throughout history, pie has fooled us, mocked us, lied to us, tricked us into eating strange and substandard fillings. 4 and 20 blackbirds, not for this king. Oh, and maybe my enemies inviting me to dinner and grinding up my children and putting them into a pie. No, thank you, Titus Andronicus. Pie is a lie in a plate. It's so easy to serve bizarre and disgusting things in it.
Cake, however. Sweet, luscious cake. By its very nature, it is refined and civilized. As we evolved, so has cake. Elite, layered, nuanced, regal. The cake is the exquisite upper echelon of the dessert world. The icing on itself, if you will.
There is no ambiguity. comedy with cake. It is delicious. It's sweet. It'll make you fat. While pie crawls into your arteries and punches your heart to death while you sleep. Lying, filthy, dirty, crusty, flaky, lying pie.
Sean Cullen arguing for cake and against pie here on The Debaters. It is the bare knuckle round. A chance to drop the oven mitts, better your opponent with facts and funny, and watch him crumble. We are talking pie versus cake, so feel free to whip your opponent with your wise cracks and cream him with your quips. Let's preheat things up, and when the bell rings, food fight, go!
Well, Sean, I'm glad you brought up icing.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you why I am, because that's exactly what cake's all about. Icing, okay? Oh. It's always trying to pretty itself up into something it isn't. Every birthday cake has some goalies on it, maybe some flowers, some jujubes hiding on top to make a pretty mural.
While pie cries alone and bald.
David?
Let me tell you something about your cake and all its trickery and standing up. That's all it's for, looking at. It's okay, not... once you cut a cake, it's over. The fun is gone. It comes out all dollied up and prettied up, and everyone gathers around and says, look at the cake. Ooh, look at the cake. And as soon as it's cut, everyone takes off because nobody cares what happens.
Oh, really?
What's inside a cake.
Okay. Oh! Good point. Good point for cake.
Here's one. You know why they have pie fights in movies, in those old movies?
Yeah, because
pie stinks.
Because it's exciting to be hit by a pie.
They don't have a cake fight because cake is too delicious to waste.
There's nothing funny about him hit by a cake. It's tragic.
It's so time-consuming to make a proper pie. Oh, Granny, where is she? Down in the basement. We've chained her to the furnace where she's making pies for Thanksgiving. When will you let the old woman live her life? When does she get some time?
At least she cares, Sean. She cares. Oh, we got 900 people coming over. Let's dump some crap in a bowl and call it a cake.
All right, that's the bare knuckle. That is the bare knuckle. One of our best bare knuckles. It is time now for the firing line. In my hand, I have a list of questions on the subject of pie versus cake, brought to you by the Bakers Association of Great Britain. Kindly stop it with the spotted dick jokes. You can answer with funny or with fact, but first we check our noisemakers, which incidentally are made entirely of marzipan. True story. You can't tell it from the distance. Sean?
Thank you.
David? There it is. In his song, 21 Questions... rapper 50 Cent references pastry when he sings, I love you like what? David.
Like a donkey loves strudel.
Incorrect, but deliciously irrelevant. The actual answer is, I love you like a fat kid love cake. That's the point we've gotten to on The Debaters. We are quoting 50 Cent in our questions. Molasses pie, a favorite among the Pennsylvania Dutch, is also known as what?
A puddle of poo?
I can't hear you unless you ring the bell, but it was so quick that it was like a little bird.
A puddle of poo?
Still no, but thank you for saying it again. Dave.
It's actually known as if only we had electricity pie.
I'll give you 2 points. Crowd like that.
Thank you.
Actual answer is shoe fly pie. Shoe fly pie. Shoe fly, don't bother me.
No flies and pies.
You wait for the question. Last question. A classic Chevrolet jingle compared Chevy cars to apple pie, baseball, and what other quintessentially American thing? Dave?
Bankruptcy.
2.5 points. Not what I have here, though. Sean Cullen.
Racism.
Also 2.5 points. The actual answer is hot dogs, and that is our firing line, everybody. Oh, we are almost there at the end of what has been, I believe, better than any political debate you'll ever see. Much more entertaining. We are talking pie versus cake on The Debaters on CBC Radio 1, and it's almost time for our studio audience to pick our winner. But first, the last laugh. One more minute of facts and funny. Here again, telling us that any way you slice it, cake beats pie. It's Sean Cullen.
Vote for cake. You know it's delicious. Why don't you go home and make one right now? There's lots of instant cake mixes. Not so for the dirty pie. No instant pie. Do not let this happen. Do not let pie reign supreme. Or allow its mutant spawn, the pizza pocket, to crawl into our freezers and maul our children's gullets.
Vote cake!
Sean Cullen, everybody, saying cake is better than pie. That's what we're talking about. Now, to tell us why pie can't be topped, fighting for pie. One more minute from David Hempstead.
Thank you. Sean, you're very loud. And much...
Thank you!
Much like a cake itself, your argument has nothing in it. See, it's all veneer with you and cake. I mean, until cake has its own mathematical formula, what are we even talking about? That's right. To close, I mentioned 3.14, the symbol for pi. It's infinite, Sean. Keep going, sir. Pi goes on forever, Sean, is the point. What's the shelf life on cake? 18 seconds? After that, it turns to drywall. You ever had fruitcake? It's horrible. Okay? Cake is so bad, it destroys fruit. Cake is crud, pie is forever. Because pie is pure, and cake is evil. Pie was sent to save us from cake, Sean, and that's why pie is superior.
David Hempstead! Wow. David Hempstead, fighting for pie, the pastry kind, using its mathematical contemporary, to use an example. It's now time for the audience to pick a winner in what has been, truly, one of our closest, most ridiculous debates we've ever had on this show.
There's nothing ridiculous about this.
By applause. By applause, who found that David's pro-pie polemic's the tastiest? David Hempstead for pie. Wow. Wow. Sorry, buddy, they did not like you. And who thought that Sean is walking away? Come back, Sean! You're going to have to cheer loud enough for him to hear because he's walked off the stage. Who thinks that Sean's facts and funny should take the cake? Sean Cullen, everybody. Let him hear it. He's coming back. Sean is not destroying our set. So for reasons of vandalism, the winner is David Hempstead for pie.